We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Todd Shields. SpaceX has launched its first batch of satellites, which will provide cell phone service to people in remote areas. So, Todd, what is it that SpaceX is trying to do, and how are they going to do this?
Hi, this is an interesting concept we've got going on. People may be familiar with SpaceX's Starlink service, several thousand satellites up there. You buy yourself like a fancy satellite dish that you've got to pay for and stick it outside your cabin. It's good for remote areas. And bingo, you'll have internet in fairly remote areas. That's all and good, but the idea now is to take the next big leap, if you will, and use the SpaceX satellites to communicate with just a regular old mobile handheld cell phone, like the stuff we all go into the stores and just buy and carry home in a little box. So they put up a load of satellites last night, and among those are six that are equipped to begin testing of this new service. So it could end up, the aim is for cell service everywhere. That could be a plus or a minus, huh, depending on your point of view.
It sounds a lot more affordable than having to have your own satellite dish. So this is going to work for normal people like you and me.
It'll work for normal people, and it's not meant to really be a stand-in for home broadband, if you will. It fills in the gaps in remote areas. So all kidding aside, if you're out in a national park, in a desert, far away from a normal cell tower, you'll be able to communicate with this technology, is the promise. So, of course, it offers obvious safety benefits and convenience benefits down the road. The big telecommunications companies working with some of the satellite firms, T-Mobile works with SpaceX, AT&T is working with another company. They don't view it as a mainstay business, but as a way to fill in those difficult areas that are now blank on the map, if you will.
Do you have to opt into something, or how do you activate it? So let's say you're in one of these remote parks and you're in a jam.
I think the business model has yet to be fully developed. We're in a test phase now to see if it really works. We've had some early reports from AT&T's partner, AST Space Mobile, that they've successfully connected. I would expect a similar announcement from SpaceX soon, and I think the business gurus are going to have to figure out how to make it work with consumers and with our pocketbooks.
So Apple also recently introduced some features to cell phone users. What were they, and how is it different?
Apple has the emergency application, and I've seen where that works. Sometimes you press the button and you can express, I think, broad categories of why you're seeking to communicate. I'm not sure what's on the newest Apple phone, but it's clear that Apple, too, is trending this way to make this connection more ubiquitous.
How long before you launch a satellite and it becomes actually functional for the average cell phone user?
Well, the SpaceX satellites seem to take a couple days to become functional. They sit in a lower orbit, and then they work them up into the operational orbit, which is a bit higher after a while. But it's a matter of days. It doesn't take long for a single satellite to get in. You know, of course, it takes years to figure out how to do a big satellite network and bring it online, and lots of launches, which we've seen from SpaceX this year from Florida and from California both.
That is Bloomberg's Todd Shields. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg TV. That's coming up at 2 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.